Wisdom and prudence. Wisdom, accumulated philosophic or scientific learning, knowledge, insight, good sense, judgment, a wise attitude or course of action. Prudence, shrewd in the management of practical affairs, cautious, discreet, provident, frugal. The synonyms for prudence are judicious, foresighted, sensible, and sane. Those are two familiar and frequently used words that suddenly today, during my morning meditations, popped into my mind in direct relation to my memories of my drunken antics over 50 years ago. Looking up what my office edition of Merriam-Webster had to say about them, I began to apply their definitions to various situations that I could remember. It was glaringly obvious that I applied the slightest modicum of either word to those situations, the outcome would have been far different and much less costly in terms of both money and heartache. But how about now? Now that I've had many years of sobriety, given serious consideration, I had to admit that one or the other of those two words is vital to the successful solution of any problem or situation. It is obvious that in order to achieve the peace and serenity we desire upon living a sober life, we've got to apply a considerable degree of wisdom and prudence in our response to any situation we encounter. To allow a disappointment, a sense of frustration, antagonism toward another, whatever ill feeling we may foster when something happens with which we don't agree, allowing it to persist and drag us down to debilitating and could easily result in relapse of our disease of alcoholism. Those two words, wisdom and prudence, are two of the very best tools we have in our toolbox, if we'll use them. Frequently, as we go about our daily affairs, something will happen to upset our plans, and we find that things are not moving forward according to our liking. Sometimes this happens as a result of something beyond anyone's control, and extreme frustration takes over in our helplessness to correct the situation. This is where the person with wisdom, good sense, applies whatever knowledge he has available to determine the correct course of action. It might be a matter of extreme judgment to abandon the project, or it might be a case of applying the wisdom acquired through the accumulated knowledge learned about the subject. However, the most important point to remember is that when we made a decision to turn our lives over to the care of God, we established a partnership with Him. In the Bible, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, states, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Just take a moment to ask him for the wisdom of how to handle the situation you find yourself in, and you will receive the answer. And that's a promise. Or perhaps it's one of those times when we're involved in an unpleasant encounter with another person or group of people. I remember one time back in the mid-50s being involved in a minor fender bender in the wee hours of the morning caused by me after a long night of drinking. As I was trying to pry the crumpled fender off of the tire of the other car, I suddenly noticed two pairs of blue-clad legs standing next to me. Looking up at the scowling faces of the two officers, I mumbled, "What the hell do you guys want?" Needless to say, that was not the prudent remark to make, and it cost me my license for a year, plus a $500 fine. There are times when our speech and actions should be governed with prudence. In our sober lives, it is not unusual to find ourselves in a situation that tests our patience, and those are the times that our response to the other party should be foresighted, sensible, and sane. In other words, we should be prudent. The alcoholics are known to be short-tempered, easily discouraged, prone to resentment. a grocery list of undesirable traits, the exact opposite of anything related to wisdom and prudence. So how can we acquire the habit of using wisdom and prudence? In our daily walk to improve our spiritual lives, our prayers and meditation should include the request for the gift of wisdom and prudence. In the soul-searching daily inventory of our shortcomings, it would be well to include the desire to always be able to apply wisdom and prudence to the circumstances that come along every day. In the book, As Bill Sees It, page 25, Bill writes, "We have to grow or else deteriorate, and change we must. Progress is the key to a long life of sobriety. Constantly keeping an open mind and being willing to learn more every day. I have found that it is important to spend as much time as possible every day to reading the extensive literature that is available through AA. And whenever a new idea is presented, I try to learn all that I can about the subject. Continuing to live as we did when we were drinking accomplishes very little. Oh, we may be sober, but we're merely dry drunks with all the same problems and faults that we've always had." As Bill points out, we must change, and change will bring about progress. Prayer and meditation will provide the pipeline to the source of all wisdom and strength. Failing to make use of this great provider of all of your needs is spiritual suicide that will guarantee failure. But taking step 3, turning our lives over to the care of God, opens the doors to an infinite supply of everything we need. Infinite wisdom becomes available to give you the answers for any situation that arises. And you can realize that you have patience and empathy that permit you to deal prudently with everyone. The severe bumps in the road that have been making your ride so uncomfortable are being smoothed out, and you begin to sense a wonderful feeling of serenity and peace.